Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Zaboys Power Hour!
Everybody out there in Radio Land to the Zaboys Power Hour. My name is Positive C. I will be your host this evening, along with my buddy Jim the Brain Box Thornquist.
Hello.
And our producer extraordinaire, Will Violator Shot.
What are you doing over there?
Hey, William. We are here live, recorded for your listening pleasure, inside the Brain Box. I think that's where we like to call this place. I think that's the official name of this recording studio.
Probably.
It is totally the Brain Box, where we will give out to you out there listening to us some of the best information that you could possibly ask for. And over what are you asking? Because you've never heard us before. You have no idea what the Zaboys Power Hour is all about. Well, we represent our generation's view on a lot of things. We're young guys. We're in our mid to late 20s, you know what I mean? We're younger cats, so we have a kind of different viewpoint on life.
Do you want to break the secret to them?
What's the true secret?
We're millennials.
Yeah, we are millennials, and that's actually going to be a big topic of what we have to talk about today, because we're going to go over some millennial words, millennial phrases later on in the show that we might need to take or leave on the corner. In fact, I'm not very good at explaining what we're going to do. I'm going to give it to our producer extraordinaire, Will Violator Shotwell, to tell you what the Boys Power Hour is going to be about today, and a little thing we like to call What's On Tap. William!
You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're going to try a few new things this week. We're going to be responsible adults and not try to take it too far. We're obviously going to start off with a solid shot of First Things First. Then we're going to grab a beer with Rugi and discuss the Rangers' new stadium and the punch heard around the world. Then a nice pour of the trend on the rocks. And then we're going to close out our hour with something completely different.
Oh, nice. We always do something completely different to end our Zaboys Power Hour, and I cannot wait for that something completely different. I cannot wait for this show, guys. I think we have a lot of good content, a lot of spectacular stuff tonight. It's going to be magical. It's going to be wonderful. And we actually love to start off shows with the most important things that are happening in the world today. Maybe sometimes in our world, personally, but the world in general. First things first, here we go, fellas. We're starting off. The presidential election's happening.
Yes.
Like, it's gonna happen.
We can't control it.
You can't escape it.
You will try to escape it as much as you can. You'll try to run far, far away from it, but you can't. And everyone is giving their opinion on it. We've heard, you know, actors and musicians give their opinion on it. What's your opinion? Before we get really going into it, who do you think should win out of, I guess, the three that are left? And who do you think will win? Let's go, Brain Box.
Oh man, I don't like that question.
That's a hard question.
Hard question?
At this point, I hate to say this, I'd go for Bernie.
Okay.
I still don't think Trump's qualified to run this country, and Clinton's a freaking war criminal.
Right.
At the same time, I don't think Bernie's going to win it.
No.
I think we're going to end up seeing just a horrible massacre between Trump and Clinton, and we're going to end up with one of them.
That's pretty much what I see, too. And, you can't explain it any better than that.
Yeah, I really can't.
I think you kind of nailed it. I think Bernie should win. I think out of those three, if you
y'all gonna, think that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, at his point, I would rather see somebody promise change and not deliver change, much like we've had for 8 years.
I was going to say, you mean like Obama?
Exactly.
Yeah. I would totally be okay with that than somebody who's...
Yeah, I can deal with being let down for 8 more years or 4 more years.
As long as they're promising something. Neither one of these other people are promising anything besides, we're going to build walls because Mexico is going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And then who really knows what Hillary Clinton's promising?
She's trying to take away our guns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one it is?
She wants all the guns. Well, somebody who doesn't really care about guns, because I'm not even sure if he owns one. I don't know if he cares anything about it, is Mark Cuban.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Cuban has put his, his 2 cents in on the political standpoints of himself. And, he stated that he would not mind being on the ticket for Hillary Clinton as her vice president.
Well, he wouldn't have to do anything. not vice presidents don't do much.
That's not true at all.
No, that's definitely not true. They do a lot.
Let's see here. Hold on. I'm trying to remember what they do. Okay, yeah. They're actually the head of the Senate.
Yeah.
They're also the tie-breaking vote. So they're ultimately like the arbitrator of one of the highest classes of government. Well, one of the three branches.
I wouldn't mind Mark Cuban doing that.
Exactly.
He'd be great at that.
Exactly. And Cuban, his thing is Clinton needs to become more centered in her views for him to join in. So it's not like he, in fact, the whole interview is going to be on Meet the Press tomorrow morning, I think at like 7 o'clock, if you want to listen to the whole interview that Cuban did. And he stated, he's not talking like, yeah, I'm going to be vice president, da da da. He's like, okay, if this lady, who's in the kind of the party I kind of agree with right now, would bring some of her economic issues towards the center and some of her views towards the center and not be so liberal in that, maybe I would like consider doing it. And this is the guy, Cuban has already said he supported Trump a little bit. He said it in a weird way. He said he was the anyone but Cruz guy.
Anyone but Cruz.
He was on the anyone but Cruz campaign, and so he said it on Fox News, but he also said in that same interview that Trump has the Seinfeld campaign. Do you know why he would say that Trump has the Seinfeld campaign?
No.
No idea, actually, no.
Because he's got the campaign run about nothing.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
Which is true. And he says all these things, and he's about the what about me, what can you do for me thing. And Cuban understands this, and you don't see that a lot with moguls that are this versed in. And I was watching some interviews on Fox. He does a lot of them on Fox News and probably some on MSNBC. Yeah. But he's very well versed in the way everything ties into everything. Like, he has tied in currency to the way the stock market goes. So the fact that it's so up and down, well, currency, it has never been as big a part of the way your money system goes and now as it ever been before. And he understands that. Yeah. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people just don't, are not able to see so big picture when it comes to things. They often see in their own little spot, and they can't wrap their head around everything.
Well, it's like you said, he embodies certain qualities that we haven't really seen in a vice president in a long time. A lot of ambition there, too, that we haven't seen. I mean, Cheney was ambitious.
In a weird way.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, is he's the kind of guy who can make sense of money. He knows how to manage his money. He knows how to lead people. He knows how to inspire people. People love him. I mean, he's a television icon at this point too, not just because of owning the Mavericks, but because of being an investor.
And Shark Tank.
Yeah, Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but here's the thing that we really have to think about when we take Mark Cuban and put him into politics. Are we still just doing Trump 2.0? Because what is he? He's a self-made human being that was successful in his business world, that has put his name into politics and was made more famous to a global or national audience and his local audience because of a reality TV show.
Well, that's the thing, is I think this whole idea originally originated as a joke. People were like, oh, if a businessman is going to run for president, it should be Mark Cuban.
Right.
And then all of a sudden now it's becoming this idea where people were like, you know what, actually that's not a bad idea. And I think that's where this is trending from. I think this is where people are kind of getting that idea.
Are we in the age of not a bad idea presidencies?
Pretty much.
Is it that now?
Have you seen some of the candidates we've had in the past number of years?
Bad. It's not a bad idea anymore.
That's basically what our candidate needs to be now. Our candidate needs to be not a bad idea. It is not the best candidate anymore. It is what candidate?
Okay.
He's not going to kill us. You know what I mean? Do you think that's what one of the questions should be in one of the debates. Will you get us blown up? Just straightforward. Straightforward.
Trump would.
Yeah.
Will you get us blown up?
Will.
Exactly. I don't think Bernie would get us blown up. You see, that's why I think I don't.
I was gonna say he's a pacifist. I don't think he would. I think he'd kind of bend over a little bit.
We could definitely say so many things about poor Bernie and poor Hillary and poor Trump. But bottom line is, I really think that Cuban should do it.
Oh yeah, I agree.
I think he should do it. Sarah Palin,
president, honestly.
Exactly. Okay, this all started with a group of Republicans trying to get Mark Cuban to. to go ahead and become the presidential nominee instead of Trump. They were trying to get him to go ahead and run like third party. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, no, that ain't going to work. Brainbox, I believe you have a little bit of information that will tie in locally to the Arlington residents where we're at.
Well,
concerning the Texas Rangers.
I do. As you guys have probably heard, if you haven't heard by now, there's been a proposal, a $900 million proposal to build a new baseball stadium, the Texas Rangers, here in Arlington. And it, they're looking at 2023, 2024.
Okay.
But it could be as early as 2021.
That's the number I've been hearing.
The question is it going to have a retractable roof?
Yes, that's
because
the thing.
We know how hot it gets here.
They want to make a retractable roof. That's exactly the situation. But you're talking about building a new stadium when the current stadium is only 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Making it the 11th oldest stadium in all of MLB stadiums.
Yeah.
The 11th.
Well, there has been a really big influx in building of new stadiums.
Yeah.
There have been, like, they decided to mow a whole bunch of these down and keep building. The thing about the ballpark in Arlington, it's a throwback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a throwback style.
It is.
Because the way it's looked, it's actually a bunch of stadiums mixed together.
Yeah.
They took some ideas from Wrigley Field. They took some ideas from, Fenway Park and a whole bunch of stadiums.
I was going to say, it's very reminiscent of Fenway.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, you know, Fenway's got the Green Monster. Well, Texas Stadium, known as Hitter's Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I like that we're known for something at least. I mean, no championships or anything.
Almost, but not quite.
I think that we'll go ahead and build this big old stadium because Texas Live is going to be awesome. And probably the artist we're about to play right now is going to play at Texas Live, which is going to be the in-between between Cowboys Stadium and the new stadium. It's going to have all types of events and whatnot.
Woo.
West Abeladejo is an awesome, awesome musician. And West AA Music is a great, representation of what he does very, very well. This song is called
A Change in Me.
West Abeladejo. Enjoy, everybody, on the Boys Power Hour.
I'm noticing a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. I'm noticing a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Well, I used to be fun, yeah, I used to be funny. I used to have strong bones and never cared about money. I used to have some friends that I'd look forward to see. Now if I'm not avoiding them, they're sure avoiding me. Well, I'm noticing a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. I'm noticing a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Well, I used to think life would get better as I'm getting older. I used to drink only for fun. I find it so hard to stay sober. Used to care without thinking about what I was caring for. Now I only care enough to hate myself for not caring no more. I'm noticing a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Noticing a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Well, I used to be fun, yeah, I used to be funny. I used to have strong bones and never cared about money. I used to have some friends that I'd look forward to see. Now if I'm not avoiding them, they're sure avoiding me. I used to think life would get better as I'm getting older. Used to drink only for fun, I find it so hard to stay sober. Used to care without thinking about what I was caring for. Now I only care enough to hate myself for not caring no more. But I'm noticing a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me. Noticing a change in me. Noticing a change in me. Yeah, there's a change in me.
Welcome back to the Zaboys Power Hour. I'm Positive C with Jim the Brain Box Stornquist and our producer, Will Violator Shotwell.
What's up, what's up?
We are getting ready to give you Grand Slam Sports, a Zaboys special on everything that goes on locally here in the DFW when it comes to sports. And the biggest story, the biggest story of the past week, I think, in sports, not just locally, I think nationally. And we'll talk about the how effective it's been nationally a little bit later on. Rootneck Odor is now a household name, even though that name is really hard to say. Say it with me, guys. Rootneck Odor. Yes, everyone know the name and love the name.
I still can't say the name.
You really can't, really, at all.
I always call him Odor just to have fun, though.
Oh, man. Odor blockers.
Not anymore.
He is the second baseman for the Texas Rangers, and he's the guy who punched Jose Bautista in the face of the Toronto Blue Jays and has made himself a pop culture icon. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know why this all means so much, I'm going to explain it to you right now. I'm about to break it down because Violator over there didn't really know exactly why it was such a big deal. We were talking about it the other day.
I know a bit more now.
You know a bit more now. You're about to know a lot more right now because it starts in the year 2015.
Yeah.
It's the bottom of the seventh in Game 5 of the American League Division Series, the very first round of the playoffs. Oh, man, the Rangers and the Blue Jays are tied 2-2 when Blue Jays slugger Jose Bautista hit what would be the game-winning three-run bomb and then bat-flipped across Niagara Falls and death-stared the Texas Rangers dugout.
So he threw the bat hard.
Oh, no, the bat-flip went towards the Ranger dugout, and then as he went to first base, he just stared a hole into the Ranger dugout.
Okay.
This wasn't just a la-di-dum and a flip around the bases. No, he did that with some freaking authority. Now, before that, a whole bunch of the crazy things happened, like Elvis Andrews making three errors in a row. But we're not going to talk about that.
No, no.
We're not going to talk about that. Then, after all this happens, the Rangers lose, and they're out of the playoffs. Then came the offseason, and all the media talk about if the Rangers are going to hit Bautista. Are they going to retaliate? When are they going to retaliate? Mm-hmm. This was a major local media topic, talking point for the entire offseason. Right, so we get to the first series with Toronto in Toronto. Nothing's going on. Tempers are in check. Everything's all good. Fast forward a little bit. We get to the series in Texas. Everything seemed to get chippier as the series went on. We get to the last game. One magnificent pitch by Matt Bush that freaking nailed Bautista right in the butt. He takes his base. He goes to first base. Then the baseball gods smile on the Rangers and Rangers fans even more. Because Justin Smoke hit a ground ball to Adrian Beltre. It happened to go to Adrian. The only way that this whole scenario happens is if the ball gets hit to the left side of the infield.
Yeah.
Because Rudin's got to be the one to take second base on the double play. Mm-hmm. That's the only way it gets to that point. If Elvis Andrews gets to... If it's hit to either side, to the other side, and Elvis Andrews is at second base, it's not a fight like that. Yeah. Like, poor Elvis. Like, I don't think... We're going to talk about him in a little bit, though. He gets suspended for some stupid reason. So, there's a hard slide from Bautista. Rudnick gets up. There's a typical baseball push from Rudnick, right?
Yep. Yep.
One shove. And then there's a typical puff up from Bautista. Like, you're not going to do anything. And then Ruggie went Rocky Balboa on everybody and landed one of the best shots he hit.
Man.
The punch heard around the globe. Like, it was awesome. Benches cleared. Everything went crazy. Like, it was greatness. And now, here's the thing. That was the end of the game. The Rangers end up winning. The Rangers end up winning that game. Like, it was such an emotional battle. But what happened after? That's our discussion right now in sports, guys. What happened after? What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up some stats for all the major players that really went down in this whole situation and see what they were doing a few games before. I think it went 5 or 6 games before and the 5 games after since the fight.
Yeah.
And look at the trends, and we'll see if we can figure out whether or not the fight had a positive or negative outcome with all this. We'll start with the man in question, Rougned Odor.
Oh, yeah.
Rougned Odor. Batting average 2.24. This is before the fight. He was only hitting 240 in those like 5 or 6 games before then. He was struggling, and he was in the leadoff position. And he wasn't walking.
Yeah.
No walks. He wasn't getting on base. Like, nothing was going on. Only had 1 home run and 1 RBI. So basically, the home run and RBI came at the same freaking time. Was not hitting at all. Boom! Lays out Bautista. Where do you think his numbers would go after that? What do you, like, just thinking about the adrenaline rush, everything that goes on, do you think his numbers would improve, or do you think his numbers would get worse?
I think they're going to improve a little bit once he gets back, because he'll...
Well, no, I mean the games right afterwards, because he's still been playing.
Yeah, suspension hasn't started.
Oh,
yeah, it starts next week, I think.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's on appeal right now. So
he's not even suspended at first?
Not yet. Yet.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
They have to all discuss it.
Okay.
Kind of like, you know, NFL, Tom Brady.
Well, in that case, I think he's going to still be kind of riding that high a little bit, yeah. And he's gonna play a little bit better for a little while.
I have a feeling he got a few home runs in there.
Batting average, .190.
Oh.
.190 with 5 strikeouts and only 1 extra base hit since Sunday.
He's struggling.
Yeah.
He's been struggling from about mid-May. Or not mid-May,
he's
like
got
early.
Stuff on his mind.
Exactly. There's something else going on. I would really like to see Rugi maybe get a couple of days off and then get his head together.
He's going
to
have 8 games off.
Yeah, he's going to have 8 games off. He'll be all right. All right. He can level himself out then.
Moving on to the greatness of Matt Bush. Hey, you guys know the Matt Bush story?
No.
Nope.
Matt Bush is a pitcher. He was a shortstop, #1 draft pick a while ago, and then went to prison for DWIs.
Oh.
He's been in prison for, I think, 3 years, came out, and started pitching at a Golden Corral, I believe he was working at, and scout saw him, and he could throw really, really fast, so they decided to sign him. Matt Bush, only his 2nd Major League appearance whenever he hit Batista. His first one was the day before.
Yeah.
And he did very well. Got a strikeout. And that day, he got a strikeout. Ended up getting out of that inning in question, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the next time you see Matt Bush, is he gonna be in mind? Like, is this who he is, or did that kind of rattle him? What happened to Matt Bush?
I think that was a highlight move and a grudge move. For honestly, I think maybe he really felt something, and that's why he.
Well, he wasn't on the team last year. So you got to think about that. He wasn't even on the team last year.
But I think there's loyalty still from getting on the team now. That, and I think he saw an opportunity. I'm not saying he purposely hit him.
Yeah.
He might have. But if he did, I think that there was kind of like an anger there, some revenge maybe.
Well, he'd been hanging out with him long enough to kind of hear their side of the story. Yeah. And he's like, okay, I understand why you don't like these guys.
I don't think we're going to see much from him after this, though. I think this is his highlight for the season.
Matt Bush did a very next game, pitched an inning and a 3rd, 2 strikeouts on the road against Oakland. He is probably going to be the closer by the end of the year.
Really?
Watch that. Matt Bush is legit. If his arm stays healthy, you know, he hasn't pitched the full season ever.
Yeah.
Like, ever. So, he's got to prove that his arm can stay healthy, but I think that's your new closer. He's throwing 97 miles an hour.
Yeah, but Rangers have a bad choice when you go to closers. They always choose really poor closers.
We're actually going to talk about closers in just a moment, too. Elvis Andrews is the next one on this list. And here's the thing, guys. Elvis got suspended for throwing a wild punch that didn't hit anybody. He got suspended in 1 game.
You swung, man.
Like, I'm not even
strike
sure
one.
Who he was swinging at. I'm just imagining Elvis just like fake swinging like inside.
He was just, really just trying to run through the crowd.
I'm waving.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Elvis Andrews gets suspended for 1 game. Okay, before the fight, he was hitting .222. So he was not hitting the ball very well. And he's been hitting he had like a .290 average during that point. So he was actually doing well before then, and then all of a sudden he just hit a lull. But he was hitting, I think it was a .333 on base percentage, which that's 33% getting on base. That means that every 3rd time he is actually on to be able to score runs, and he did score runs, and he was doing that for us, but 0 RBI, 0 extra base hits, not driving the ball, not doing anything really super productive. Do you think that his numbers improved or continued on the downtrend after his wild swinging, and he already served his 1 game suspension?
I'm predicting that they stayed the same.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with they lowered just because.
Down. So you think got worse?
Batting average, after all of that, he's hitting .333.
Whoa!
Yeah, he is on fire right now with a .429 on base plus slugging.
Wow.
Or no, just not on base. My bad.
Plus slug. I mean, you mean punching. No, I mean,
Elvis isn't slugging that much. But here's the stat, and this is one of these metric stats that all the nerds and MIT and whatnot, they study to become GMs.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a .364 batting average on balls in play, which means anytime the ball leaves his bat and actually he makes contact, he's hitting in an exceptional level. Like,
yeah.
He's getting balls through holes. He's hitting the ball hard. He's not hitting the ball at people.
Majority of time hitting bases or driving a runner forward, yeah.
Exactly.
That's awesome, actually.
Exactly. That is a key stat, especially a guy at the bottom of the lineup like he is, where he needs to be able to move things right along. Finally, we're going to afford the Texas Rangers. We're going to get down to Jeff Bannister, the manager of the Texas Rangers.
Oh, man.
And we're going to talk about the whole overall team when it comes to him. They were 7-5 before the fight, so they weren't really playing the best baseball. They were just kind of moseying along, doing kind of the normal baseball thing where you win some, you lose some, you live the fight another day, you win a series.
And we're still early.
Exactly, exactly. What do you think they went after the fight? It was only 5 games after the fight. What do you think? Those 5 games, what do you think the Rangers' record was? If you haven't been paying attention, I've been paying attention, but have you been paying attention?
I have not really been paying too much attention.
Second in the AL West right now. I think that they're like 40-30 right now, right?
Yeah, 40-30.
So I probably went about 3 more.
Okay, so you think they went 3? So they went 3-2.
5, yeah.
3-2. What do you think?
I'll go with Brain Box.
Go ahead and reverse that bad boy.
2-3.
2-3 after the fight. In fact, 2 losses in.
See, it's so hard to watch. Actually, sit and watch a baseball game if you're not there.
I don't have time.
With and
more TV.
This sucks too because they also had a change in closer. Whenever this happened too. So Son Tolleson, no longer closer. He messed up a whole bunch. And even Bannister was kind of blamed for Tolleson messing up because he threw him out there one more time when all the baseball heads are like, no, don't put him in there anymore. He sucks. Yeah, of course you know what you're talking about. And the looming suspension of Odor is big time too. So he's got that hanging over his head.
You think he'll be able to pull a Tom Brady on this?
No. He'll get it lowered a little bit, but not too
much. Think so? I thought they already both tried, and then they didn't let Odor or Bautista drop their suspensions down.
I'm really not too sure. Speaking of Jose Bautista, let's get into the Toronto Blue Jays real quick. Jose Bautista, he was hitting .238 before, 5 walks, walking a lot, no home runs, no RBIs. Where do you think that punch in the face got Jose Bautista now?
I hate to say it, but probably up. Stats probably went up.
I was hoping the dentist, but...
Maybe.
Oh, they went up all right. He's hitting .333 with 2 home runs. Jeez. And this is where the on-base plus slugging comes in. He's hitting .1242. That's a 1 in front of the dot. That doesn't happen very much in baseball. When the 1's in front of the dot in any average in baseball means you're doing freaking awesome.
Jeez.
Josh Donaldson was the guy who Dolphin flipped into Rugi's fist, if you guys will see that picture. He like did a Dolphin lunge and Rugi hit him in the face too. He's a douche with a douchey haircut. Before, he was hitting .250 with 0 home runs, 0 RBIs, and only 1 extra base hit. Afterwards, where do you think Josh Donaldson went after his Dolphin flip?
Down.
Up.
You know, he had to fall forward and hit the ground, so he went
down. No, I'm going to say up.
Went down. He's now hitting .150, woo! 100 points lower. He had a home run, but on the same day as Bautista, so he's probably like piggybacking off of Bautista again. 5 strikeouts, only 22 plate appearances. And then finally, Jay Gibbons, the manager. Let's just go over what he was doing. They were underachieving whenever the fight happened. They are 7-4 since the fight. The fight might have actually energized them. Yeah. It energized America because it's a pop culture phenomenon, just like I think this band should be a pop culture phenomenon. Their name is Drive Thru Society. This song is called
Alabaster Jar.
Alabaster Jar.
I'm just saying, I know these guys personally, and they are phenomenal.
They are phenomenal. In fact, they'll knock your head off like Rudnick Odor. We'll see you later on the Zboys Power Hour.
Glowing from the dry, cleaning.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Boys Power Hour. I'm Positive Steve, Jim the Brain Box, and Violator are with me.
What's up?
And what also is with us is social media. No matter how far we try to run away from it, social media is everywhere. And it's actually a huge, important part of how we prepare and how we actually gather news, not only for this show, not only for other shows. I think the entire world gets their news and information from social media.
Yeah. By now.
Probably the worst source possible, but we still do it.
And we're gonna basically take everything from that source that we can in a little segment we like to call The Trend. Yes, that's The Trend, where I bring you a bunch of different topics that are trending on either Facebook or Twitter and all that jazz, and we hashtag solve them. Or we hashtag answer them, or we hashtag make them up as we go. We have a little fun, we talk about them. We do this every week, and we have a little good time with it. Starting out, hashtag National Send a Nude Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. In the long history of days that really don't matter, National Send a Nude Day became a hashtag that just swept the nation. Because everyone loves to send a nude, right? We can finally celebrate those D&B pics that have been in our phones for years and years and years. What do you guys think about nudes sending in general? Like, honestly, you know, just you know, let the curtain back. How do you feel about sending and receiving nudes?
Guys sending nudes is awkward.
Yes.
Yep. And girls sending nudes is great!
Yes. Yeah. Excellent, right? Isn't that how we always do that double standard?
Good nudes,
yeah. They can't be awkward nudes.
Yeah, I don't want weird lighting and, you know...
Yeah, pictures you want, like,
of the drapes in the background.
You want 3-point lighting, right?
Yeah.
Like, make it look professional.
No shadows, yeah.
at least clean your apartment.
Yes.
Yeah. Or your bedroom, or wherever you're taking your nude.
Or your mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toothpaste stains.
And this goes for guys and girls sending nude pictures. The cleaner the mirror, the better the nude.
Yep.
Just saying, guys. Just saying. Give you some right words of advice.
Get into those weird positions and hold your camera back. That's great, too.
Those are awesome, too. And we're not going to double standard this, guys. Mm-hmm. Definitely male nudes are needed.
Yes.
Not to me.
Knives, no. I don't want them.
I don't want them. But they're needed in the world because you have to counterbalance the nude.
Yeah.
You have to. And I firmly believe in that. So
you're thinking like a 1 in 4? Like,
Maybe.
For every 4 female nudes, there needs to be 1 male nude.
At least.
That's a good ratio. I like that ratio.
25%. That's 250. Batting 250 with the nudes. this is the question, guys. What is the most awkward nude that you ever sent or received? Or, if you don't want to answer that question, what celebrity would you most likely want to receive a nude from right now?
Ooh.
Brain Box, I'm jumping to you.
Okay. I would love to receive a nude from Anna Kendrick.
Ooh, yeah.
Who is she?
Pitch Perfect.
Nope. Try again.
50-50. She's the...
Try again.
Man.
I have to Google her. All right, I'll Google her.
Yeah, Google her up. She's a cute little redhead. But the most awkward nude I think I've ever sent was where I took a little time to... brush Tiny Jim's hair upward, okay. Put some glasses on him, and make him look like Albert Einstein.
Oh, he was a smart one.
Yeah.
He was a smart one.
He wasn't really, you know, perky or peppy at the point, but it was still fun.
It was still fun. So, okay, I'm looking at Anna Kendrick. I'm also looking at Anna Kendrick Colin Katz, so that's cool.
She's funny.
She does seem kind of funny. I think if I'd want to say, we've already discussed this, it's Kat Denning.
Oh yeah, you love
Kat Denning. It's Kat Denning.
Just for the name.
I enjoy. No, not just Kat. Not just because of the cat. But
sure?
Might be because we won't get into the specifics why I like the Kat Denning and the cat. But yes, I think she is a very attractive young lady, and I would like to see her naked.
Just to be blunt.
Might as well. You know what I mean?
I bet y'all could probably guess at least one of mine, even though hers have already been leaked. Well, that's the other one.
Jennifer Swift.
Taylor, put them both together. Yes.
Taylor Lawrence. Actually, no. No, no,
no.
No. No. No, no, no. Not for us. But yeah, no. So Jennifer Lawrence, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Who else was the other one?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift was the other one. Y'all guessed both of them, so very good.
Okay.
All right, good.
I can probably think of a few others, but.
Those are some great news, and we're not going to talk about the ones we've sent. Hashtag move right along. Hashtag arouse me in 5 words.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, a hashtag. Again, that took everyone by storm. It's not a real thing. It's just a freaking hashtag, but that's what trending things are. This is five words that either is supposed to make you feel a certain type of way, or five words that you say to someone to make them feel a certain type of way. Now, my first question is, do you think that there are five words that you could say to somebody to get them in the mood? Right now, let's say, because William, you have a significant other, and we don't at the time here, Brain Box, me and you don't. Yeah, but when we did you have five words or less that you could say and get yourself, you know, in the moment?
Get her in the moment? No. To get myself in the moment? Almost any five words.
Almost any.
Because I'm a guy. You don't have to say more than two words to me and I'm ready to go. She says hi, and I'm like, hello!
I think you're right on that one, full on. Like, I can't really think of any, like, grouping of words where... But my last, like, good relationship, it really didn't take much either. I think good relationships don't take more than five words. It just take that. It just take, like, one word, maybe even a look, maybe a wink, or, you know, something like
now,
that.
Now, if we're asking what five words would get me there?
Yes, what five words would get you there?
It would be... I need you right now. Girl ever said that to me, I would be like, let's do this.
Let's go.
Yep.
I'll pull out Einstein and everything.
Yeah, so where are we going? Are we going to the back of your Volkswagen? Because that's a very uncomfortable
place. That's a very uncomfortable place.
What about you there, Violator?
I've actually come up with two.
Oh, yeah?
One.
Two? Wow, that's 10 words.
No, there are two different five words. Mm-hmm. The first one is, do you want a beer?
Nice. Okay.
And I'm always down for a beer. And the other one is, do you really like cats?
That's pretty seductive. But you don't know where she's going with that one at all. She might let you come over and pet her cat.
You never know.
Or play with her kitty.
Play with her kitty. Right?
Yeah. I'm talking about her feline companions. There's nothing wrong with this. Okay,
yes, that is. I'm not giving you mine.
Hashtag. What was yours?
Oh.
Come on.
Okay, if you really, really want to know what mine is, it is, are you feeling okay now?
Really?
Are you feeling okay now?
I like that, actually.
Yeah.
Are you feeling very, very sensitive.
Yeah. Are you feeling okay now? Yeah.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm feeling okay about?
But what if your answer is no?
Oh, then you're not getting any.
I feel okay about your next hashtag.
Hashtag Beastie Boys original member dies. Because we've already lost one member. We lost the MCA a little while ago, the cancer. We lost another one, but this guy hasn't really been in the Beastie Boys since like 1983. His name is John Barry. And what are you, Beastie Boys, are you guys fans of the Beastie Boys? Am I a little bit too old for you guys being fans of the Beastie Boys?
I love the music, but I don't know all the members. And I can't tell you their CD names, but I can tell you, like, you know, Girls was an interesting song. It got you in the mood. Fight for Your Right. Everybody loves that song. Yep. It's almost one of those songs you could sing in almost any karaoke bar and just
people,
takes off.
Yeah, blow up.
We did find out Self-Esteem is not one, though.
No, that's Offspring.
We
figured that out the other day.
Not an easy song.
Was that something you guys had to discuss the other day?
we tried the other day.
We were at the karaoke bar.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Okay. Yeah, I love the Beastie Boys. They're legendary. Yeah. They were a punk group at first, and they're so awesome.
Really solid sound.
Who is the best white rapper of all time? Is this going to be just across the board Eminem?
Probably.
Yes, because I think that the two of us here probably don't know very many white rappers.
No,
I'm definitely not.
We're very not raps listeners. I've tried. I like Hobson. Hobson's cool.
Okay.
I could not name another one.
What about that guy Macklemore? Is he pretty good?
I like Macklemore, but I don't consider him a rapper. I consider him more of a pop artist, honestly.
Okay.
So, I think when you're talking hardcore, like, in-your-face rap, it's got to be Eminem for
it's
white guys.
It's only Eminem.
Yep, it's Eminem.
No offense to Third Bass or Aesop Rock or, like, any of those other guys.
Aesop I've heard a lot about, but I just haven't been able to get into it.
Yeah, Beastie Boys are really, really good, but no, it's all Eminem all day. Every day. Hashtag, next hashtag, El Nino!
El Nino.
I am the El Nino, which means son of the Nino. go look at that.
I don't know what that means.
It's Chris Farley. Cold and temperatures for the second half of this year are predicted by the so-called weather experts. What's your view on climate change? Very quickly, let's get this out there.
Gotta stop it. We gotta go to solar power and more wind energy because, man, it's the fossil fuels are killing the atmosphere. We're not gonna be able to survive if we keep doing this to ourselves.
I'm somewhere in the middle. I do think that we do need to find a better source of energy, but we're not going to be able to find it without still having to use what we've got. Yeah. But at the same time, we have to be able to decide to make the transition at some point.
It'll be costly, but
It'll be really costly, and I think that could be a part of the problem and why some people don't want to do it.
We've never had this many people on the face of the planet ever here at one time. So I have no idea what's going to happen, and I am scared more about the weather than I am about any sort of political party or terrorist group out there. Let's get one more hashtag in here. Let's
time for one more.
Let's go hashtag no Lyft in Austin because this might happen here in Dallas too, because Lyft and Uber are no longer in Austin because they are not going to background check their drivers like cabbies. So that's not going to happen, right?
Yeah. People, they're losing a lot of contracts.
Let's get a silly question in here. Where is the place you would least like to pick up a hitchhiker at?
Portland, Oregon.
Houston.
Detroit, what? I ain't picking up nobody in Detroit. What am I doing in Detroit anyway? Oh, and I think we have one more question.
One more. So recently, this is called hashtag Daxterbait. Dax Shepard recently masturbated in his car.
Whoa. No. Can I talk about this? We can't do this here. Not here. But there's a place where we could do this. Where is that, Jimmy Jim Jim?
Well, we could do that at Zaboys Media on Twitter. That's at Zaboys Media. Or on Facebook.com/Zaboys Media Network. Let us know where the most weirdest place you have Daxterbaited is.
Yeah, that is at Zaboys Media and Facebook.com/Zaboys Media Network. Right now we have a band called High Point. Yep. The song is called
Sink to Swim.
And we ain't sinking right now, baby. We're floating right along on the Zaboys Power Hour. We got one more segment coming up for you. Something completely different. Right after this.
I'm gonna tell.
man, are these cookies delicious?
No, Jim. That's actually my oh my.
Don't tell me how to talk!
No, Brain Box. That's the name of the bakery. You see, my oh my is homemade baked goods, better than your grandmother used to make, and with less guilt about you not calling her.
Oh, that's right. My oh my, what a catchy name.
That's not the only thing catchy about it there, Brain Box. The taste, the look, all of it will leave you saying, my oh my, in your sleep.
Well, I am never gonna sleep if I keep eating these delicious, tasty treats.
That sounds like cocaine addiction there, Jimmy Jim Jim, but who am I to judge? If you want to become addicted to great home baking, call 817-501-6593. That's 817-501-6593. Or look her up on Facebook and Instagram, my_homebakery. That's M-A-I-O-H-M-A-I underscore home bakery. My oh my, mm-mm good, baby. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome back to the final edition of the Zaboys Power Hour. I hope you have had fun with us on this epic, I guess it's, what is it called whenever you first have the journey on a ship or whatever?
The maiden voyage.
This is the maiden voyage of the Zaboys Power Hour. We're used to doing 2 hours in your face, in your ear holes. Right now we're only doing an hour. So we're going to end with something that we usually do on the Zaboys radio show, which if you go to zaboysmedia.com, you can check out all the stuff we do other than right now. We're pretty funny. I think we are.
We have some fun with each other.
We have some fun with each
that
other.
That sounds weird.
We never daxterbate. But anyway, we're going to do something now. We're going to do something completely different right now. And we're going to go over, since we are millennials,
yes,
some of the slang that has come up with millennials. And let's not...
pretty awful.
It is pretty awful. But let's not put us in a little category by ourselves, guys.
No.
Every generation has their slang.
They do.
The word cool and bro and a dog. Dog. We forget how 90s dog is.
What's the tight? Remember tight in the 90s?
Tight. Tubular, man. Yeah. And all that stuff in the 80s. Like, everyone
groovy.
Had radical and groovy. Everyone's got it. But these are the millennial ones that we're going to play a game. It's called Take It or Leave It.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the phrase, and we're going to decide whether we want to keep this phrase in the millennial dictionary or do we want to get rid of it.
Okay.
Ready to play this, guys?
I'm ready.
Let's go from the bottom here. We're going to start bottom to the top. We're going to go with no chill. You guys know chill. This guy has no chill. You know, my little brother, he's got no chill. He's always playing around and stuff like that. It means the person cannot be calmed down. Mm-hmm. He, like, we know somebody with no chill. He actually defriended me from Facebook. We know that guy would be described as someone with no chill. Do you want to take or leave the phrase no chill?
I think it could be a better phrase, but I understand it.
I'll take no chill, honestly. As much as I hate it, I will take it because it's still solid enough of word usage. Like, it makes sense still. You don't have to question what it means. You get it. It's very straightforward.
Verdict from me. We're Keekman, no chill. I do like me some no chill. All right, moving right along to something that the DFW radio listeners may know from a whole bunch of stations around here. Shots fired! Shots fired. Everyone knows shots fired. Everyone uses shots fired. That's a millennial phrase, apparently. I didn't know that. It's pretty cool, right? I love it. Shots fired. Do we want to take it or do we want to leave it?
I'll take that one.
I'm assuming it means like throw in shade almost, which is another millennial term.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, I see. I'll take shots fired over throwing shade, but I don't like shots fired either because I think that gives a bad impression of, you know, like when cops say shots fired, and there's an actual big issue going on.
I like shots fired. I really enjoy it. I think that's a really cool way. I think I do like it better than throwing shade.
Exactly, throwing shade. So I'll give you that. That's what I'm saying. We keep it because of shots is better than throwing shade.
Which is next on the list, throwing shade. We're leaving it.
We're getting rid of that one.
No, we're tossing.
That one is
hate throwing shade. We live in Texas. Shade's a good thing.
Yes.
We love our shade. Throw all the shade you want so I can stay nice and cool.
Netflix and chill.
Oh.
Netflix and chill. I am voting to leave this because it's taking the word chill. And I used to use the word chill when trying to just hang out with girls.
Do you want
to not
chill?
Even chilling with girls in the way that millennials want. No, I wanted to.
It's a sex call now.
Yes. Exactly. No, get rid of chill. Leave it.
I agree.
I'm with you. Drop Netflix and chill. It's dirty. It's messed up. It's not what the dating culture needs to be.
That's just my...
I agree.
That was a very well spoken there, Brain Box. Let's go with... Let's go with squad.
Ooh, squad. Is that like your group of people?
That's,
your gang?
That's your homies. Used to be posse in the 90s. And it was entourage in the 2000s.
Yep.
But now it's 2010s. It's squad.
Oh, I thought there was a new one, fam, which is...
No. Fam's old. Fam.
Oh, is that old?
Yeah, fam's...
Well, I just now recently started seeing it.
I'd rather go back to fam than use squad.
Squad, leaving it.
Yeah.
Leaving it. Yep. All right. Let's go with a sorry, not sorry.
Sorry. Leave it, because sorry, not sorry, I hate it.
It makes no sense. It's an oxymoron, well, and I don't like it.
It's crap to ultimately show insincerity, and we're in a world where people are so insincere as it is. Why do we need to express that I'm insincere? No, I would much rather you show me sincerity, so when you're actually sorry, say, hey, I'm sorry. Now we have to justify our apologies. It's stupid.
Yep.
Okay, let's get to the last two, which I think are the most... They're the worst.
Okay.
They're the worst. And you can only keep one of these. We have to keep one. You have to get rid of one.
Oh.
That's how we're going to play this.
You're going to make this hard.
Bay? Or YOLO.
Oh, I hate you so much.
You have to get rid of one. You have to keep one. Bay or
why?
YOLO. You got 2 minutes to decide, fellas.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
I hate them both. They're so bad. You only live once. Well, yeah, you do only live once. But, God! But I hate Bay more, because before anything else, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It doesn't make sense.
Violated.
I just don't like reading it on... I can deal with seeing YOLO on Netflix, or not Netflix, but on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. I can deal with it. But if I see the word bae, it just instantly makes me mad, and I just want to go find that person and strangle them.
You don't only live once. No. You live every day. You only die once.
I am choosing twice. To keep YOLO. YOLO is staying.
I'll keep YOLO.
I'll keep YOLO, and I hate saying it, but... Oh.
I do too, but I will drop bae over YOLO any day of the week.
Any day.
Here's the reason why we should keep YOLO. Because I think this generation actually misinterpreted what their own phrase meant.
Yes.
What our own phrase meant. Yes, you only live once, but that doesn't mean you go out
and do whatever.
You don't go out and do something that's going to kill
die.
You. Yeah, you don't do something that's going to kill you.
Yeah.
You don't, because that means you're stating it right in the saying. You only live once, so do all you can in the one life you have.
Yes. Doesn't mean do stupid things and kill yourself
with
it. Exactly. You live it fully. Live your life fully, because you only get one freaking chance at it. And we've had one chance to impress you out there, radio listeners. And I hope that you are welcoming into the Zaboy's Power Hour, as we are coming to you live from the Brain Box here. And we got one more artist right here, baby. We have the greatness of Mo Stevens, Arlington born and bred, or at least he plays
Grand
in Arlington. Grand Prairie?
Plays in Arlington, born and bred in Grand Prairie.
Born and, he's a GP boy?
He's a GP
boy.
Good
old he's one of the good ones.
He's one of the few good ones.
And we got a lot of us that come out of there.
We hope you've had a good time. We hope you enjoy us. Go to theboysmedia.com. Go to facebook.com/theboysmedia and /theboysmedia.net. Or go to @theboysmedia on Twitter and let us know what you think out there, guys. We love you. Brain Box.
Have a good one.
See you.
Later, guys. Have a good night.
We were kids running around everywhere with no shoes on our feet. The life she had, other plans for all my friends, and they moved on. Floats out on the window. inside me died and he gave way to a different man. Soft heart and a hardened mind conflicted with who I am. That we share.